Hello, everyone. Welcome to my podcast. We don't have an official name for it yet, so if you have any name suggestions, please let me know. I also don't have any intro music or sponsored ad yet. You know, we're hoping to get to that point eventually. I'm just going to start off with this. This is probably just going to be me talking about things that I would probably usually shitpost on my spam. But instead, we're going to talk about it here. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts recently. They're really good, like, background noise, you know? Like, they're good for when you don't actually want to pay attention to something, like music, or, like, listen to what the music actually means. But you want something in the background when you're, like, when I'm doing my homework, when I'm cleaning. I usually listen to them in the background. Also, like, if you hear any weird noises, I apologize in advance because I have my AirPods in. You know, we had to get some high-quality audio up in here. But with that, you're probably going to hear me, like, swallow and stuff, so that's kind of nasty. But anyway, if you're listening to this, you're probably close with me, so you already know I'm, like, kind of gross. Anyways. Okay. I wrote down some topics of discussion because that's how professional I am. Let's see how long I can talk for. Let's also see if my mom comes down and thinks I'm crazy for talking to myself, which most likely will happen. We'll give a brief intermission then. That's usually where a sponsored ad would come in. Again, we don't have any of those yet. Maybe I'll be sponsored by Honey. Maybe I'll be sponsored by HBO Max like David Dobrik. We can only hope. Probably not though, so, I mean, don't give your hopes up. Anyways, my setup right now. I'm sitting at my desk, which I painted when I was like 13, and it has like trees and a river and some flowers on it. I try to be like abstract and minimalistic, and now it just kind of looks like faded because there's a bunch of other random paint on it. It has my sage on it, my amethyst, my Himalayan salt lamp, candle in my Barack Obama book. That says a lot about me. It also has some receipt paper that Casey gifted to me. Shout out to Casey. It's actually a really sweet gift. I can draw on it now. I just don't know what to draw yet. And I'm looking at some weird oil painting that I also made probably when I was around 13. It's not great either. Blending is really off. But you know, it's a sunset over some water, very basic, very, very typical of 13-year-old Grace, if you knew her, I'm sorry. You know, I think it'd be funny if we, like, met our middle school selves now, you know? Like, would square glasses, polo-wearing, layered hair Grace know what to do with me? This phrase right now? I really don't think so. She would be like, why do you look like a boy? Where did all your hair go? Why are you ill? She honestly probably thought I would have my life figured out by now. I really don't. I'm just waiting to go to college. She would probably ask me a lot of questions like, do you apply to MIT? Are you top of your class? The answer to all these things is no. Sorry to disappoint you, 13-year-old Grace. You know, we set our goals too high. We set our dreams too big. You got to set realistic goals. You know, with this podcast, I hope to create like a community, you know, like, why am I talking like I'm going to be like a famous celebrity? We all know I'm not. This is just going to be me ranting. I'm probably not even going to post this. But it'll be nice to rant on my notes. My therapist will probably hear about this. She'll probably be very supportive. She keeps telling me to journal, something I have not done. And she's been telling me that for 2 years. So that's unfortunate. I'm sorry, Angie. Anyways, this podcast will probably just be me ranting, but like when I listen to other podcasts, like Emma Chamberlain's podcast, she like is interactive, you know? She really makes me feel like I'm listening to a conversation, but I don't have to contribute to the conversation. I feel heard. I feel understood. I hope that's how you feel too. My dedicated listener, I'm sure you are. I hope you tune in every week for a new episode. I'm going to have some fun guests on here, probably Isabel. She's going to be my first guest, I'm sure. It's going to be a crazy time. Probably going to talk about a lot of old memories, like we always do, which is always the funnest. You're probably going to learn too much about 13-year-old Grace. But you know what? You'll get over it. You'll evolve. You'll adapt. Anyways, going back to the college topic. Today was a big decision day for one of the local colleges. And I'm saying that like you don't all know what it is. It was Purdue's decision day, okay? I did not apply to Purdue, actually. I guess that's a truth time moment. And I hate to say it, I'm kind of regretting my decision. I think it would have been a wise move, but I believe now it's too late to apply even for regular decision, which really puts me in a pickle because I decided to apply to a lot of expensive out-of-state colleges, in an attempt to defy my dad because I was angry at him during those moments. In that move, not been the best decision, you know. Impulsive Grace and anxious Grace are really fighting in this moment, you know, because impulsive Grace says, like, move away, that'll solve all your problems, go to California, be a surfer, be a hiker, be a hippie girl who still doesn't have any hair and loves crystals and smokes a lot of weed and lives in a van, you know. But anxious Grace is like, Grace, what the fuck? This is what you've been living your whole life for. This is what you've been preparing to go to college at a good school, which I will go to a good school either way. But, like, I don't know if that was the most financially responsible decision to make. I could have really played my cards safe and applied to Purdue, but again, I was trying to be defiant, which is apparently also something else I need to work on. Being impulsive, but we're not going to get into that right now. That is a topic for a later date. I hope I made the right choice. I know running away to California isn't going to solve all my problems, but I think it will solve a decent majority of them, you know? Like, and then I'll be like the cool sister who went to California for college, and then I can like send all my siblings like cute little gifts, you know? I think that would be really cute. And really fun. I just want to be like the fun, cool sister, you know? But also like want to have a stable job, want to help the world, want to save the planet, want to do something impactful, but also artistic. I just have a lot of ideas. I just sometimes I get random ideas of what I want to minor in. Like, for example, the other day, I wanted to minor. I've always wanted to learn Mandarin, okay? Or, like, some language like that. Like, Japanese, Mandarin, Korean, something of that category. So, I was like, what if I just start with the basics, and then I minor in Mandarin, and then, like, that'll make me unique, that'll make me, like, a versatile employee, that'll make me special on my resume, you know? And then I had my come to Jesus moment where I was like, Grace, you sucked at Spanish. You're not good at even at English, which is the language you know how to speak. How are you going to learn a foreign language that's not even remotely close to your normal language? But also, I still kind of want to do it. So YOLO, like, might buy a Rosetta Stone subscription, but also I got to stop impulsively spending money on things I know I won't commit to. Again, that's a topic for a later day. Speaking of topics for later days, I want to do like a Q&A thing, you know? Like, I want you guys to send me topics and then I talk about them, or like questions, then I talk about them, or like, again, most of my inspiration in my day-to-day life is Emma Chamberlain. It always is. It always will be. I'm calling it now. She's just a very down-to-earth person. And I know I'm talking like I know her, but trust me, I've literally listened to, like, her past 30 podcasts. So I think we're pretty close. I listen to her every week, Every time it comes out, I usually listen to it that day. That's besides the point. Anyway, she does this thing at the end where she has like her Twitter account, you know, for the podcast, and then people tweet her questions, and then she talks about the topic. I think that'd be really cute and interactive to do, especially if I have like guest stars. We could have topics for us to talk about. I just think it would be a cute moment. You could learn a little bit about me. I could learn a little about you. It could be an interactive, connected moment. Also, I was just thinking about this. What if I hate the way my voice sounds on a recording? What if I just sound stupid? You know, because like sometimes my voice sounds really low, but I think it sounds higher on a recording. We're going to listen to this back. We're going to see. I've been talking for the past 11 minutes. I've just been ranting. I think we're going to try and hit like a 15-minute mark with this podcast. I think that's a good amount of time. You can listen to it on the car ride home from school. You can listen to it when you just have a spare 15 minutes, when you're just wanting to have a one-sided conversation, feel a little bit less lonely like I do. Sorry, I just burped. That was gross. I hate when people do that. Again, but I have my AirPods in, so you probably heard it. I apologize in advance. I'll do a warning next time so you can skip through that portion, because I think burping is disgusting. Anyways, you can listen to this whenever you have a spare moment. Probably won't listen to it. I'm going to have to figure out how to like make a creator account on Spotify. Make like some back alleyway shit so no one figures out it's me. Unless you know me and follow my spam, which... Oh, that's another thing I've noticed. A lot of people follow my spam that I don't know very well, and they know way too much information about me, and they probably think I'm crazy. So if you follow my spam and you haven't unfollowed me yet, and you look forward to watching my insane Instagram stories, props to you. And honestly, I want to be your friend. I applaud you for that, because, you know, there's some people's Instagram stories that I always look forward to watching. If I follow your spam, probably always look forward to watching your spam story. Not even gonna lie. Highlight of my day. And, you know, I just want to be that person for someone else. I know you probably think I'm crazy. I know you probably think I'm a weirdo, especially for doing this right now. But I think it's just a bonding experience, you know, because people always overshare on their spams. I'm too guilty of this. And now this is just what this podcast is going to be. But now it's going to be a more optional option for you. Not all 115 people who follow my spam, which is a scary number, actually, will be able to hear this. Only like the select 5 who know me and love me and choose to listen to this podcast. Then I probably won't even post, but I think I will. I will post. They already know I'm crazy, so that's okay. You know, it's good to have hobbies that you don't need to generate success from, you know? You just do it for fun. You don't want to be good at it. You don't need to be good at it. You just, no one's pressuring you into doing it. No one's asking you to do it. You're not doing it for money. You're not doing it for fame. You're not doing it for anyone else. And I think that's what this is going to be, because a lot of my hobbies are just designed to try and make me feel good. And I always compete with myself. But this, I won't have to compete with myself, because it's just my thoughts. You know? I think that'll be good. Anyways, we only have about a minute left. I'm gonna wrap up. This is usually probably where I'd throw in my Honey ad, my HBO Max ad. Stream Wonder Woman 1984, which is what David Dobrik keeps telling me to do with his ads. But yeah, please let me know what I should call this podcast. I'll probably just call this episode pilot, see if anyone watches it. And yeah, I guess whenever I post this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, what am I supposed to say now? Subscribe, follow my podcast, rate me 5 stars. It really helps me out, guys. It really does. That's what they always say in podcasts. But anyways, hope you have a great day. Mwah, I love you. Hope you get a good night's sleep. Bye-bye.